Yomi Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yom Bavli, Daf Lamed Vav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. And Halacha Zayin. Barley Ed Sal Power, Yopar Hayaimer Ben Ulam, Lamed Beach, Roshay Ledorim, upon of Lamarov, Akoin Aimer Mizrach, upon of Lamarov. He came to his ox was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, its head was to the south and its face to the west, the coin stands east of the ox and its face to the west. He pressed both his hands on the cow, on the ox, and confessed. He said, "Please Hashem, I sinned intentionally, rebelliously, and b'shoigeg in front of you, I and my household. Please Hashem, atone for the intentional, rebellious, and shoigeg sins that I sinned in front of you, and I and my household." And he says, "In the Torah of Moshe, your servant, and it will be on this day he will atone for you," etc. They answer after him, "Baruch Shenku Machusay Lailan Boed." The Gemara says, "Eizu Sifayna Shem Mizbeach, Shu Kasha B'Shchit Eskotchim Kadoshim, Mekiroi Shem Mizbeach, Safayni, Bad Kaisel Hazard, Safayni, Ad Kaneged Salam Mizbeach, Yeshnam Kishlishim Eshtaim Amma, Divrei Rebbe Shseimeir." The Gemara asks the question, what is north of the Mizbeach, which is kosher for the, which is kosher for the Shchit Eskotchim Kadoshim? It's from the north wall of the Mizbeach until the north wall of the Azor, opposite the entire Mizbeach, a width of 32 amas, and this is the opinion of the Meir. Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, they moisif mekeneged ben ha'ulam le'mizbeach, v'ad keneged beis ha'chilufos. Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon added the opposite between the ulam and the Mizbeach, until opposite the beis ha'chilufos, which is where the ulam sticks out from the heichal. Rebbe moisif mokoim drisas v'agli yisol, achas osuri amma, Mokem Jesus Ogle Kehanim Achas Seama, Mikirish Mizbeach was Sfeini, Val Kaisal Azora, Seat Sfeini. Rebbe adds the place where Yisraelim normally walk and the place where Kehanim walk, 11 Amas, from the north wall of the Mizbeach until the north wall of the Azora. If you say now, Rav Mefaked Tamudoi, Kola Asa, Haventani, if you say Zoywek, Kutz Mepara, Haventani, Sheikhet, that's what you say. Rav commanded the Samidim everywhere to teach Zerika, if a non-Kayan did it, it's possible, except to Paraduma, there teach even for Shchita. Amrav Yerushan loy matsanu Shchita psula bazar. Rav Yerushan said, we don't find Shchita that's possible to a non-Kayan. Esi v'b'chir ba'aba, b'ha k'sir v'shachatz v'ze ma'a zoya loy huchshua b'isha k'ish, afritu loy huchshua b'isha k'ish. The Gemara asks, since the Chibah Abba that is written about Paraduma, the Shachat, the Izzah, and he was slaughtered and he was sprinkled, just like Azor is not kosher to a woman, like to a man, also the Shchita is not kosher to a woman, like to a man, and a non-Kohen is no better than a woman. Amalei, Harei Hazaya, Meimei, Harei Hikshayu, Bazar, Uksur, B'Isha. The Yechon answered, well, Hazar with water is kosher through a non-Kohen and passes through a woman. Amalei, Tamon, Leif, Kosov Koyen, Veleda Milsa, Kosov Ish, Vachshir Hazar, he ish, he isha. The Chibah Abba asked, but there Hazar is not, it's not written the word Koyen. Why does it say ish to be Machshir and non-Koyen? There's no reason to disqualify. Rather, it's to disqualify a woman, because we would have thought a man and woman are the same. On Hachak says Koyen, he zar, he isha. In terms of Yikshayu of Hazar, Tikashir Isha. Over here, in the case of Shchita, it's written Koyen. A non-Kohen and a woman are the same. If you say that she is kosher, then a non-Kohen is kosher. Kohen teaches that a Kohen must oversee the Shchita. Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yochanan, Moshe, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Pa shel Yom Kippurim, Sarech Kohen. Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, quoting Rav Yochanan, quoting Rav Shimon ben Yochai, said that the ox of Yom Kippur needs a Kohen to slaughter it. Lamalei Omar, the seer, why didn't he say that the goat needs a Kohen? To pray, the Shachat, maybe, Ma havor b'koyin ashchita b'koyin. The answer is that a pasuk clearly teaches about the goat, v'shachat v'hevi, just like havor, which is bringing its blood, is through a koyin, also shchita is through a koyin. Rav Yaakov ba'acher, Rav Yaakov b'yichem, Shem, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, pa u'seir, Shem, Kippurim, svichem, koyin. Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting of Yasa, quoting of Yerchelen, quoting of Shimon Yochai, said the ox and goat of Yom Kippur need a kohen. Rav Chagai, Urishena, hu oimer ana Hashem, Urishne, hu oimer ana Vashem. The guy said that in his video, in his confession, the first time the Kohen Gadol says ana Hashem, the second time he says ana Vashem. Pani Ketzad Mizvade, Avisi Poshati Chatosi, Ra'imeh, Noisa Ovei Mefesha, Chator, Ra'imeh Visvade Olav Eskol, Avoi Nois Bnei Yisrael, Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Baisa asks, how does he confess? Rabbi Meir says that he says, Avisi Poshati Chatosi, and it says, Noisa Ovei Mefesha, Chator, and it says, Visvade Olav Eskol, Avoi Nois Bnei Yisrael, Veskol Pishehem, Nechol Chatosim. Avoinois, Elu Hazadoinois, Pishehem, Elu Hamoradim, Chatasam, Elu Ashkogos. Chum said that Avoinois refers to intentional sins, Pishayim are sins of rebellion, and Chatayim are Shoigig. Achashim is Vada Lazdoinois, Alamoradim, who chose him is Vada Al Ashkogos. The Gemara asks, well, after he confesses for Mazid for intentional sins and rebellion, does he confess for Shoigig, for an inadvertent sin? El tachaya mitzvada, ona Hashem, chatasi avisi pashati lefanecha, ani avisi, uvene aroin, at the pasuk b'toyos Moshe, avdecha leimo, kivayem aze, vgeime, hein oinem achro, vokshen kve machusel oinem vod. The answer is that, rather he confesses like this, he says, ona Hashem, chatasi avisi pashati in front of you, and means he starts with the inadvertent sin, and then he moves on to the more intentional sins. And he says, I and my household, and B'nai Aaron, like he says in the Torah, of Moshe, your servant, Kiri Emazer, etc. And they answer, Boch Shem Kivah Hosei, Lo'il and Vod. Okay, Matsinu Derech, Kolam Isvadim Derech, David Omar, Chatanu, Imavisenu, Avinu, V'yishanu, Shlomo B'noi Omar, Chatanu, Yisei V'yavinu, V'yishanu, Daniel Omar, Daniel Omar, Chatanu, Avinu, V'yishanu, Umaradnu. And so we find all who confess. David said, "Chatanu imavisenu hevinu v'yoshanu." His son Shlomo said, "Chatanu hevinu v'yoshanu." And Daniel said, "Chatanu avinu v'yoshanu moradnu." Afu kach ha'im esvade chatasi avisi pashati lefanecha. Also the Kohen Gadol confessed, "Chatasi avisi pashati in front of you." Ma'u shemoshe amar noisa over nefeshi v'chator bo'imer esvade alav eskol avoyes bnei yisrael v'goyimer. Why did Moshe, why did the Torah say, Noise Oboin Bofesh Vechatao, putting hate, which is an inadvertent sin at the end, and Vehisvada Alav Eskol Avoinus Bneiso, Veskol Pshem Nechol Chatosam, since he confesses for Mazid and rebellion, it's as if they are now Shkogos in front of him. Aso Pa'omim Hayakain Golan Maskis Hashem, Yom Kippurim, Shisha Bepa, the Kohen Gadol mentions the explicit name of Hashem 10 times on Yom Kippur, 6 over the ox, I mean 3 in his video for his household and 3 in his video for the Kohanim, 3 in the video for his son over the goat, and 1 in the lottery. Akroivim hayu noflim al pneihem, arachokim hayu oimim, rochshim kumachusil oim boed, eilu eilu lo hayu zozim shem ad shu misalem, mehem, zeshmi lo oilam, zeshmi lo oilam. Those nearby fell on their faces when they heard the name. Those far away said, Baruch Shein Kumach Asalayim Boed. Both of them forgot it immediately before they moved from there, because it says, Zeshmi Le'olam, meaning Zeshmi Le'alem, which means his name is hidden. Roshayna Hayayimoy, Bekol Gavaya, Mishirabu Hakudsim, Hayayimoy Bekol Namach. At first, he used to say the explicit name of Hashem loudly. After sinners increased, they would use his name even if they didn't know it properly or write it down. He said it softly. Amavitafen said, I was standing amidst my brother and the Kohanim in a line, and I bent my ear towards the Kohen Gadol, and I heard him swallow, mean say Hashem's name, and because Kohanim said it would not be heard, amidst the Kohanim's singing. This name was handed over to anyone. After sinners increased, it was handed over only to those known to be kasherim. Shmuel hava avar shama parsaya makalal rebuei bei umis ama azul gufa uman shama shama. Shmuel was passing by. He heard a Persian curse his son with the explicit name of Hashem, and then he died. Shmuel said he did two evils. A person died, and one who heard, he heard. Rabbi Inunye ba Sisaya Salak Gabi Rechaninen Sipoirin Ama Isa ba Anamasa Yase Lach Ale Bere Tahuse Alsa Atash Rishama Kale Ama Ma'asen Lehigin Gabi Choin Ramav Azal Loilach Vololei. Benaya Basai went out to Rav Hanina to Sipoirin. He said, come and I will hand over Hashem's name to you. Rav Hanina's son entered under the bed to overhear the name, and he sneezed. Rav Yoni said, you conduct it with trickery, not to you and not to him, what I reveal. Chad Asi B'Sipoirin Amar L'Rabbi Pinchas Ba'achama Isa Ba'ana Masalei Lach Amalei Leith Ana Yachel Amala Lama Amalei Da'ana Achil Masel Uman Deragile La Yachel Mechel Ivanash Klum. There was a doctor in Sipoirin. He said to Pinchas Ben Hama, come and I'll hand over to Hashem's name. He said, I cannot. And the doctor asked why, and he said, I eat Masim, I'm a Levi, and one who's familiar with his name may not be anything from other people.